Ronda Rousey ends 9.5-year MMA layoff in 17-second KO of Gina Carano. Ronda Rousey knocked out Gina Carano in 17 seconds to end her 9-year MMA hiatus. Ronda Rousey ended her 9.5-year MMA retirement on Friday night with a 17-second knockout of Gina Carano at a sold-out event in Denver. The fight lasted just 3 strikes, ending the longest layoffs in pro sports history. Ronda Rousey made her long-awaited return to mixed martial arts on Friday night, and she didn't waste a second. The 39-year-old legend needed just 17 seconds to stop Gina Carano with a textbook armbar submission at a sold-out event in Denver. The fight ended before many fans even had time to finish their first sip of beer. Rousey charged out of her corner the moment the bell rang, slamming Carano to the mat before locking in the finish. The crowd erupted as the referee stopped the fight immediately, no need for a doctor's check or even a second of hesitation. The whole event lasted about as long as it takes to microwave popcorn. "I really didn't want to hurt her," Rousey said afterward, grinning. "Luckily, it was just beautiful martial arts, that's what it is. She's done this before." In her prime during the 2010s, Rousey famously won 8 fights in less than a minute, including 5 first-round knockouts. This time, she didn't drag it out. "Hell no," she said when asked if she considered taking it slower. "My husband and my kids are watching me. I don't want to put them through anything more than I have to." The crowd of 12,000 gave her a standing ovation for the efficiency and the sentiment. Carano, 44, took the loss with grace. She hadn't fought in 17 years, and she admitted she wanted to land a hit. "I felt so ready," Carano said. "I've never felt that good. But I haven't been here for 17 years, and I wanted to hit her." The two fighters, who'd been friends for years, hugged in the middle of the cage after the fight. Their reunion felt like a passing of the torch moment, uniting two eras of women's MMA. Rousey's first fight with Carano was one of the fights that helped sell women's MMA to the world. Carano's athleticism and charisma made her a star in the late 2000s. When the sport was still fighting for legitimacy. Rousey, inspired by Carano's rise, became the face of women's MMA when she joined the UFC in 2012. She became the first women's bantamweight champion and one of the most famous athletes in the world. Her dominance forced the UFC to take women's MMA seriously, and eventually to build entire divisions around fighters like her. This fight wasn't just about nostalgia. It was a reminder of how far the sport has come. Rousey's return drew massive attention, with pay-per-view buys and social media buzzing for weeks. Fans who grew up watching her dominate now have kids who watch her as a legend. Carano's comeback, though short-lived, was a chance to prove she still had it, even if just for a moment. The bigger picture? Rousey's career is officially over. She's vowed this will be her last fight. And after seeing her dismantle Carano in 17 seconds, it's hard to imagine anyone talking her out of it. The two women walked out of the cage as friends, but they leave behind a legacy that helped shape the sport. Women's MMA today owes a lot to the trail they blazed. Source: Sky Sports published, May 17, 2026 at 7:28 Universal Time. Coordinated category, sports topics. Hashtag Sky Sports, hashtag football, hashtag Premier League, hashtag victory, hashtag Rousey, hashtag Carano. This audio version was produced AUT.